begin with your personal history. Where were you educated, where did you grow up, and how did you come to join the Pakenham Service?
Well, my family actually migrated here in 1956. They migrated to Melbourne, actually. So my family comes from Holland. So my education was firstly in Victoria, in Melbourne, primary Catholic primary school, then Catholic secondary school. When I was 16 in 1965, my father got ill and it was suggested he move to a warmer climate, so well, we became Queenslanders in 1965. So I finished my education at St. Columban's College at Albion. After school, I went to the Pius 12th Seminary for about 2.5 years, and then when for a range of reasons that didn't work, and I decided that rather than go straight to university, I think that my parents had probably supported me for long enough, and I went to work. Then eventually during that year finished up in the Queensland Public Service. So
you went to work. Was public service your first job, or did you work at something else?
No, the public service was my second job. I took a job. Those days it was pretty easy getting a job. I walked up to the CES and they found me a job as a storeman at a place called WABCO, Westinghouse Air Brake Company, which had big sort of mining trucks and construction trucks and all that sort of stuff, bulldozers and so on. And in the meantime, I put my name down for, you know, all the obvious things, you know, the banks, the public service, the Commonwealth Public Service, and by chance, the Queensland Public Service was the first that came up. So I joined the Queensland Public Service on the 31st of July, 1969.
And what was your first job in the public service?
My first job in the public service was as a computer operator in the main range department. It was probably interesting how that happened too, because the interviewee at the old public service board said, "Oh, where would you like to work?" And having no idea about where I'd like to work, I and my previous employer having had a bit to do with Main Roads, I said, "Oh well, I'll work at Main Roads." So I finished up at Main Roads, and there's a sort of interesting sort of sidelight to that, because the sort of Catholic mafia took over after that, because I turned up at Main Roads, and I think I can mention his name. There was a guy there called Harry Dean, who was the HR director, or in those days it was probably staff manager or whatever, and the glamorous sort of area of the department was obviously the newly established computer branch. So he said to me, "Young Peter, you're going down to computer branch," and I think there's a few people sort of looked askance a bit, but so that was the sort of first instance of the Catholic Mafia sort of looking after me. But
do you want to talk a bit about the Catholic Mafia? Because it's come up before, also the alternative, which was the Masons.
Yes.
Was this a department which you felt was dominated by the Catholic Mafia, or was this really an internal division within the department?
Well, I'll firstly sort of mention that it happened a second time, because when I got... after I spent a fair bit of time in the programming area, and as I was studying part-time, they moved me into programming, and I'm not sure exactly how it came up, but I applied for a job at the then Public Service Board. And again, I think he might still be alive, but the Chief Inspector at the time was a guy called Harry Deedy. So we've gone from Harry Dean to Harry Deedy. And Harry Deedy was also obviously part of the Catholic Mafia, so, you know, good Catholic young boy, you know, you can start at the Public Service Board. So I think from my recollection, I really didn't see much of the sort of the Mason side of the exercise, but clearly The Public Service Board was a related Catholic department. When I subsequently went to the Labor Department, which was a predominantly Catholic department, and it wasn't, I think, until probably Graham Swan became Director General. I mean, there was a whole tradition of, you know, chief inspectors, everybody being sort of Catholic and so on. And I think part of that sort of tradition, particularly in the Labor Department, because the unions were also, you know, predominantly Catholic. Mm-hmm. So and I think it was the same in the Justice Department. You know, good, bright sort of Catholic young men, predominantly in those days, that wanted to go into the law, generally went into the law through the department rather than through the private law companies, which were, you know, predominated or dominated by people with a sort of a private school background. So, yeah.
The seminary, was that an encouragement? I mean, several people have been through seminaries and gone to public service. Was there a sense in which you felt consciously this was a good thing to do, to work in government?
There's no history in my family of anybody working in the public service. So, you know, in fact, they were all either building workers or farm workers. So, you know, we were that first generation that.
Yep.
That sort of looked sort of elsewhere for mm-hmm. work, but no, I mean, I would have, if you know, the Commonwealth Bank had come up or whatever, I would have been just as happy to take a job with the Commonwealth Bank or with the Commonwealth Public Service or whatever. It was probably only later, and probably when I sort of started at the Public Service Board, when I sort of started seeing, you know, the whole gamut of what the public service did, that I sort of became sort of quite interested in, you know, how the public service ran and what a force it could be for good in the community and so on. So, yes.
Public service career then was really from secondary education with the seminary. What was it like joining the public service? What would the public service board do from your perception when you joined it?
Well, certainly when I was at Main Roads, the Public Service Board didn't do too much because Main Roads was, I mean, it was a technical job, firstly in computer operations, secondly in computer programming. You know, your social life was dominated by the Main Roads Football Club and the Main Roads Social Club. In those days, it was quite a strong public service league, probably seen as, at least in Brisbane, is probably secondly only to the BRL. So, so your life sort of revolved around that. There was no a tradition for people to be encouraged to study part time, and certainly people that had, you know, the ability. Either went to QIT, as it was at the time, which I did, or U of Q. There would have been, thousands of people that used to traipse down the end of George Street in those days, going to QIT or get on the bus to go to St. Lucia here. Mm-hmm. I think that's, I mean, we predominantly recruit graduates now. I mean, there was a whole sort of order.